Hello and welcome to Various Insiders, the podcast on just about anything. Today, we are going to talk about hobbies that are really expensive. Have you ever had a hobby in your life? Do you enjoy it? For today, we will be counting down on the top 5 of the most expensive hobbies we researched on the internet. Number 5, ballroom dancing. Get ready to put on your fancy clothes and get some merry music. It's time to dance in the ballroom. You will have to shell out some of your big bucks to live out your dreams of being on Dancing with the Stars or getting out of some starring role in a movie or TV though. Ballroom dancing is an intense performance art that combines physical movements and emotional storytelling. Learning how to ballroom dance is not costly, as private lessons only cost about $50 to $200. However, if you want to compete, it gets a whole lot more expensive. It costs from $30,000 to $100,000 to take part in the competition. I think I'll stick with normal dancing. Number 4, skydiving. Ready to glide in the sky? This hobby is a once-in-a-lifetime bucket list experience for most people, so the price is actually often worth it. The adrenaline of jumping out of an airplane is completely indescribable, but making it as a hobby can be quite expensive. The cost-to-time ratio can make the hobby expensive. Every jump normally lasts under a minute. If it lasts for a minute, you will pay $150. You are paying $2.50 per second. So you better make sure you have money to make skydiving a hobby, because the cost is going to add up very quickly. Number 3, yacht racing. Love the sea? The experience is even better when you own a yacht. So you will know someone is rich when they own a yacht, but they are especially rich when they race their yacht with the possibility of it crashing. Yacht racing is a popular hobby among billionaires. It costs about 8 to 10 million to build a yacht that is built to race at high speeds. This doesn't include the cost of labor to build, maintain, and learn how to steer a yacht either. People also normally build another one in case one of them crashes, so it's safe to double the cost. Sure, it did be a whole lot of fun to race in a world-class yacht at ridiculously high speeds, but we'll just play it safe and relax lazily on a snazzy stationary yacht instead, leaving the actual racing to the Bill Gates types of the world. Number 2, vintage car collecting. The vehicle that someone drives tells you a lot about who they are as a person and what they value. Do they prefer safety, thriftiness, or luxury? If a car a person drives tells you who they are as a person, what about the cars they collect? There are many things in the automotive industry that are hobbies for people. That's why car shows and car magazines are so insanely popular. The craft, model, and design of a car is considered art in its own art form, and all car lovers can easily appreciate this. Unfortunately, you are going to need a lot of spare change if you want to start collecting vintage cars as a hobby. And when I mean a lot, I mean a whole lot. The most expensive car ever sold at an auction was the 1957 Ferrari 250 Testa Rosse, and it went for $16 million. I might be best to leave this hobby to celebrities like Jerry Seinfeld and Jay Leno. Number 1, art collecting. We've all seen the intense art auction scenes in some movies. But do people really spend that much money on a piece of artwork? You bet they do. Just like any of these hobbies, the cost can change really dramatically based on your budget. For example, you could buy some artwork from your neighbor's kids for $5. Congratulations, you are officially an art collector. But in all seriousness though, you need a whole lot of money for a real art collection. The most expensive painting ever sold went for 300 million. That's a lot of zeros to hang a single frame painting on your wall. Well, there's the list of all the dream hobbies for billionaires. See you on the next episode on Various Insiders.